Chapter 7. The Dog Isn't Guilty. David goes to the library after college. He meets his friends in a cafe in the evenings. David's younger sister, Nancy, is already 8 years old. She studies at school. David's mom, Linda, works as a secretary. Her husband, Christian, works as an architect at a building firm. Christian and Linda got married a year ago. David has a cat named Mars and a dog, Baron. It is Sunday today. David, Nancy, Linda, Christian, and Baron go to the forest to pick mushrooms. David drives. Music plays in the car. The father and the mother sing. Baron barks cheerfully. Then the car stops. Baron jumps out of the car and runs to the forest. It jumps and plays. Baron, you should stay here, David says. You should watch the car, and we will go to the forest. Baron looks sadly at David, but goes to the car anyway. They lock him in the car. The mother, the father, David, and Nancy take baskets and go to pick mushrooms. Baron looks through the car window.
It is good that we have Baron. He watches the car and we don't need to worry, the father says.
Baron is a brave dog, David says.
The weather is good today, the mother says.
I have found the first mushroom, Nancy cries.
Everybody starts to gather mushrooms excitedly. All members of the family are in a good mood. The birds are singing, the sun is shining. David gathers only big mushrooms. Mother gathers small and medium-sized ones. The father and Nancy gather big, small, and medium-sized mushrooms. They pick mushrooms for 2 hours.
We have to go back to the car. Baron misses us, the father says.
Everybody goes to the car. They approach the car.
What is this? Nancy cries. The car is missing its wheels. The wheels have been stolen. The dog is sitting in the cabin and looking at his family with a frightened look.
A note is hanging on the window. The dog isn't guilty. It barked.